Mike Barron does press and marketing for Got Meds Lounge on South Cedar. He says their attorney is handling the application for their city license.
After we make that hurdle, then we'll go to the state level and see if we can make it through that hurdle.
He says the application is detailed and thorough.
They sure want a lot of information and, you know, business plans, and some of the answers they're asking for are predicting the future. How many employees are you going to have? Well, until I get a license, you know, we're going to start out with 3 or something. You know, it's going to be minimum to start out, and then we're going to add to that list as we go.
Barron is hopeful that Got Meds will receive their license and be able to stay open. He says if they had to close, it would not be good for the patients.
Oh, I think it'd be devastating. I think it's going to be devastating for Lansing, even with 48 stores. I think that the world as we know it's going to change in Lansing here soon. So I think that a lot of people would be devastated, and each store has its own set of, you know, things that bring people in. Got Meds usually is price point is cheaper than every store in the state of Michigan. That's what they're famous for.
Danny Trevino is the owner of Hydro World, also on South Cedar. Hydro World has been open since 2004 and selling medical marijuana since 2008. Trevino says that after some consideration, he's decided not to apply for a license.
I got halfway through that ordinance and I was like, man, I am just so tired of fighting for this business. And then to fight through this ordinance like this, and then that only be half the hump. I still got to get legal through the state. I was like, man, it's just not in my heart anymore. I'm kind of tired and beat up throughout the years. I think I'm going to take a break.
Trevino says the medical marijuana business isn't that profitable anyway, and he hopes to keep Hydro World open without it.
We're still going to do clinic, so we're still going to get people their medical marijuana cards, and by sticking into the clinic and consulting, I think I'll be fine.
For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.